Good morning. We have cards for January 9th and 10th, 2022. And they are the High Priestess, Strength, and the Ten of Cups in reverse. Domestic disharmony. Oh, sure, everything looks picture perfect on the surface, but the Ten of Cups, the card of family, and in olden times called the Happily Ever After card in the reverse, would suggest otherwise. But Strength, one of two major arcana on the table today and in the upright, is one of the best cards we can have in any situation. Today, we are both the beast and the understanding, compassionate beast master or mistress. The combination of the High Priestess and Strength, number 2 and 8 of the Major Arcanum, Morgan Greer deck, can be struggle for domestic dominance, but today I feel it's more about our higher instincts overcoming our lower or animal instincts, including pride. A lion's family, of course, is called a pride, so I'm thinking that in spite of the advice against getting any beautification done during a Venus retrograde, someone went ahead and did it anyway, even though they knew they shouldn't. Now, will you pay attention to the astrology? I'll venture a guess that the results are far from perfect. The High Priestess is the psychic card, but also a card of secrets. Ruled by the moon and the emotional sensitive sign of Cancer, we do have an upcoming full moon in Cancer, so we may be talking about a specific time period. We also have Mercury retrograde coming up, another potentially disruptive energy that calls for caution, and possibly having to do something over again. I have read many warnings of this period, particularly being risky for Virgos in the area of health. So that's worth paying attention to. There is a family disruption in the cards, which is the only minor arcana in the spread, but very unhappy nonetheless. This is separation from family and loved ones, and can be by choice. This is a card for a death in the family, much more subtle than the cinematic, intimidating image of the death card of the tarot itself, the skull and all that. Including the death of an animal. I have seen amazing evidence of animal spirits, and I know they never leave. In the interest of domestic harmony, it may be best to keep I told you so to yourself, unless you're saying it to yourself. But this would be a picture of not letting the lion, should it be representing the potential to attack yourself for going against your own instincts, get the best of you. Forgive yourself. Nobody's perfect, as we can see on the social and communal Ten of Cups in the reverse. And whatever this Ten of Cups in the reverse represents, our hopes and expectations may be unrealistic or too high, or may have been too unrealistic or too high. Going against your own better judgment is, if nothing else, a lesson learned. The Ten of Cups is all about weddings, celebrations, or gatherings. In the reverse, as a Virgo, I think I might not do the group thing for a while. I think I'll pay attention. People born under water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces, or have a lot of water in their astrological DNA, are particularly emotional under a full water moon. And the reversed cups could be a cautionary message. It's polite to simply turn the glass over on the table if you've had enough.